This week's Parsha, Parshas Tzav, is a continuation of the mitzvahs of Karbanis, the various sacrifices and offerings that are brought in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdash. I want to zoom into one unique and perhaps lesser known Karban sacrifice. And that was the Karban that the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, had to bring every single day. Every single day he would bring a wheat and flour sacrifice, and he would bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. And this was called Minchas Kohen Gadol, or Chavitin of Kohen Gadol. And that was a specific and unique sacrifice. There is an interesting debate in the Mishnah, which is what happens, the Kohen Gadol passes away, and they haven't yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol. Who would bring that sacrifice, that daily sacrifice that was the Kohen Gadol's sacrifice? And Rabbi Shimon says that you'd bring it from the community. In other words, there was always communal sacrifices and communal money, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash. So if the Kohen Gadol is not there to bring it himself, you bring it from the community monies for sacrifices. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says no. It would be the Yorshim, the children of the Kohen Gadol who just passed away, that they would bring that Minchas Kohen Gadol until the new one would be appointed. An interesting debate. Again, in the absence of the Kohen Gadol, was it brought through the community, or was it brought by his descendants, his children? They would bring it in his place. What's the depth of that machlokas? What's the depth of that debate? What are they really arguing about? And the Rebbe explains something very powerful and beautiful. He says, when you think about this Kohen Gadol sacrifice, there's really two ways to understand it. You know, in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, there were many different type of sacrifices, but they all were broken down into one of two categories. There was Karbanos Tzibur and Karbanos Yachid. Karbanos Tzibur means communal karbanos, a karban, an offering that was the responsibility of the community. Like, for example, the daily Karban Tamid. Every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the daily sheep that was brought right in the morning, and the sheep in the evening, the Karban for Shabbos, the Karban for Yom Tov. These are all communal sacrifices. And then there was many private sacrifices. The sacrifice of the individual, one who sinned, one who had to give thanks, a thanks offering, one who wanted to give a donation offering, a shlomim. These were all private sacrifices. And this is a general, you know, two categories of all the karbanos. When we think about this Kohen Gadol's karban, the question becomes, what category does it fall into? Was it a private sacrifice? Did the Kohen Gadol bring it as his private karban? Or did the Kohen Gadol really bring this as a communal sacrifice, representing the community? After all, it was an obligation for him to bring it every day as the Kohen Gadol, so one could look at it as the communal, or one could look at it as private. And in fact, when you look into the various reasons given a different svarim for this mitzvah, you'll see the leanings in both ways. You have in the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the early svarim written, about 800-900 years ago, and he writes that the reason for this mitzvah is the Kohen Gadol is the like shliach, the emissary, the representative between the Jews and Hashem. He carries their prayers, their davenings, and so on. So therefore, it's befitting that such a person should bring a special karbon that should be like a communal sacrifice representing the Jewish people to Hashem. So it's clear that the Chinuch was going with the approach that this is more of a communal sacrifice. On the other hand, there are other reasons given. Take, for example, the great Reb Dan Isaac Abarbanel, the leader of the Spanish Jewry during the expulsion of Spain. So he writes, he gives a number of reasons for this mitzvah, and some of them are, he says, in order that the Kohen Gadol should remain humble and stand before Hashem in humility, and therefore he brings this poor sacrifice, which is just an offering of wheat. Or he says in a different reason that just like there's the general communal sacrifice daily, Hashem also wanted a private sacrifice, and therefore we have the sacrifice of this Kohen Gadol. So it's clear that the Abarbanel was taking the other approach. He looked at this as a private sacrifice, as a Karban Yachid. So we have here two approaches. Is this daily Karban of the Kohen Gadol, is it a communal or is it a private sacrifice? If so, says the Rebbe, this becomes the simple explanation behind the two opinions of what happens in the absence of the Kohen Gadol passed away. If indeed the sacrifice is essentially a communal sacrifice, even when the Kohen Gadol is here, then obviously in his absence, the community goes ahead and brings this korban. If, on the other hand, this was a private sacrifice that the Kohen Gadol brings on his own, as the Abarbanel told us, to bring forth his humility standing before Hashem, then in his absence, it's going to be his children, his descendants, that they're going to bring it in his stead until a new Kohen Gadol is going to be appointed. These are the two approaches, and obviously there's truth to both. Like whenever you have two opinions in Torah, that the Kohen Gadol is a representative of the Jewish people to Hashem, and his acts are communal in nature. At the same time, the Kohen Gadol stands before Hashem as a private human being in humility and brings his carbon for Hashem as well. One final idea. If this sacrifice, this offering, is communal in nature, so there's many such communal sacrifices, like we said, where there's one mitzvah to bring it for every day for all time. The community is continuous, the community goes on, and the mitzvahs on the community are for all time. If we go with the other opinion, which would seem to be the halachic opinion, that it's, essentially a private sacrifice. So here it's something interesting. Because it's a private sacrifice, yet it's a mitzvah every single day. Every single day he has to go there and do it. It's an obligation for him to do this every day. And this is unusual, that a private sacrifice should have this continuity to it, that it has this obligation of continuity, although it's a private sacrifice. And here we come to a beautiful teaching that the Alter Rebbe says in Likutei Torah in this week's Parsha. He comments that the Pasuk says that the Kohen brings this sacrifice biyom himashach oso, on the day that he's anointed. Says the Alter Rebbe, it should have said from the day he's anointed. After all, he brought it every single day. So why does the Torah use the wording as if he just brings it on that day and not every single day? And the Alter Rebbe explains, he says, because this powerful sacrifice, every day was like the first day. And every day he had that power, that Kedusha, just like when you begin something with a tremendous level of Kedusha, of holiness and empowerment, to be able to bring that, this carbon, being that it was a continuous one and yet private, every day had to elicit the deepest powers of this Kohen Gadol, just like on the day he was anointed, to be able to bring it properly every day of his life. And this becomes the message of this Minchas Kohen Gadol, this special carbon, where the Kohen Gadol brings it again, both as a representative of Klal Yisrael, but also as his personal sacrifice, as the leader, as the Kohen Gadol, to stand before Hashem every day with renewed power, as if he's starting over from the beginning to serve Hashem for himself, and ultimately to represent the entire Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash before Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.